Intimacy Week kicked off last night on Australia's most talked about social experiment, Married at First Sight. Please welcome one of the brides, Booker Nile. Booker, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys.
No, Booker, thanks so much
for joining us. Booker or Oksana?
Oh, yes, Oksana today.
Yeah, well, let's not explain that. Yeah.
For no one that's watched the show, they're like, what?
They got something going on. Yeah.
Booker, I mean, let's talk about Intimacy Week. Things got a little bit racy last night on MAFS. How did it make you feel? Did you feel drawn closer to Brett or pushed further away?
I mean, what does it look like to you guys? I feel like we got quite close, definitely, and had a lot of fun.
I'll be honest, Booker, I watched it and I was cringy. I get real cringy in those moments.
Not just you guys, some of the other couples. Mm. The way they made out, I was like, oh.
Was there a bit, like, Booker, are you told that you don't really have a choice, do you? You have to do it.
Oh, we don't have to do anything we don't want to do. But told to do what exactly? Dress up like a Russian dominatrix and whip bread.
I thought we weren't going to explain that. Yeah.
Look, it wasn't.
Like, I mean, hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically, if that happened. Look, I mean, it's definitely a look for old Bretty, you know, face down on the bed with some red handcuffs, red stuff over his eye and his little boxer shorts.
Ever done anything like that before, Booker?
Look, yeah, but, you know, it's obvious. I mean, we were having a laugh with it, obviously, and the Russian persona that I put on is something that, is definitely a long-standing sort of in-joke with me and my friends. So, yeah, sort of brought her out of the box last night.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, just because watching Booker, you looked a lot more comfortable than Brett did. so, I mean, I was hoping that maybe you'd done it a few times before and old Brettie, that might have been his first time.
Yeah, look, I was in my element, that's for sure. So,
but you know, like not other couples previous seasons, you know, there's one bloke going after two girls. Good on Brettie. He's got two girls with one girl. He's got Oksana and Booker.
Exactly.
He's living.
He is living. And, you know, Oksana's there when he needs some, you know, mean treatment. And then I'm there when he needs someone nice.
How do you feel, Booker? Like, a lot of Nathan and I have chatted to some of the other, you know, people participating in this experiment. We've had a lot of people message us on the show. And it seems you are the people's favourite. You're a favourite couple of everyone. Did you know that? How do you feel?
I mean, I've seen some tweets and they were really, really nice. Definitely unexpected because, you know, people tell us to brace ourselves for the onslaught of hate. Yeah. But, you know, it was quite a nice surprise when we sort of were received really positively by everybody. Thanks, everybody.
It is lovely. I mean, you're definitely one of our favourite couples. Can you see yourself being with Brett or is it just kind of like a TV show thing?
Is it kind of like a, you know, just like those TV shows?
No. Like the show that you're on.
you'll have to just wait and see, I guess.
She's good.
I don't really want to. Fast forward. Fast track
come
me, Booker.
Did Oksana not draw you in? I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, that's, we want to know if he ends up with you or Oksana.
look, yeah, exactly. It's a love triangle, but, you know, it's going to be explosive drama, that's for sure.
Can we ask you about as well? We saw this online. Apparently, you got kicked off Tinder because your bio said, just here to match with your dad. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, look, it's all true. I don't know for sure that was the reason I was kicked off Tinder, but I was definitely kicked off Tinder, and that was my bio at the time. And it was the only thing that I could possibly think of that was violating their community guidelines, because I've never really went on it very much. Sometimes I do some night shifts at the psychiatric hostel that I work at, and they're long shifts and everyone's asleep. So I'd sit and I'd do a swipe on Tinder. And so I wasn't on it frequently because I didn't work that often doing those shifts. But one time I'll go to log in and lo and behold, I am banned. I'm on the blacklist. So, that's what I assume was the reason, because they, I think, you know, frown on people looking for sugar daddies, which I wasn't doing. I was just trying to be funny.
We thought it was funny.
Well, it was good gear. I was trying to swipe.
See, Tinder has no sense of humour, right?
Is that why you've got an Oksana account now? Because you got kicked off being Booker?
I mean, Oksana is part of me. So, yeah. Booker, she doesn't need Tinder. So.
There is one final thing I just wanted to quickly ask. Again, I mean, the rumour mill, hashtag MAFS, you know, it's everywhere. the fact that you and Jake obviously knew each other before the show is a big talk topic. when you saw him as part of the crew, as being on there, how did you feel? Mm. Did you feel like, oh, kind of wish I was matched with him, or are you kind of glad you weren't matched with him?
I mean, if Jake and I wanted to be matched together, we probably would have done it in the outside world, would we not? And we wouldn't have been on Maths. But, it was really nice to have a trusted friend there, to be honest. And it was just really funny because we'd both been like, we were working on this business idea together and we were both like, oh, look, got a few things coming up over the next couple of months, so let's put this on hold for a bit and we'll reconvene soon. Mm.
Yeah, so you and Jake wouldn't be a good match? You don't reckon?
We wouldn't be a good... We're such good friends, you know? Like I wouldn't want to ruin a friendship. And, you know, as we have heaps in common, but we're also business partners and stuff. And we're kind of friend-zoned each other pretty hardcore already. So, you know, once you friend-zone somebody, it's kind of hard to go back from there, I feel.
But did you... I mean, we hadn't seen that mentioned on the show, but did you get to spend any time and chat and just be like, oh, it's so good to see you, and chat about work stuff, or you're too busy in your own sort of relationship?
Yeah. No, like there is downtime and stuff, and you know we usually have weekends off, so you know we'd sort of catch up and have a debrief sometimes, or you know even talk about you know our future plans for my business and stuff. So yeah, I think we even had a business meeting like one day when we had a day off.
Oh.
So, I was like, let's meet in the producer's room and we'll have a chat and a meeting about our future goals. So
were you Oksana or Booker in that meeting?
I was Booker, but Oksana is reserved for very, very special occasions.
Yeah, good old Brady face down on the bed. That's the special occasion.
All right, Booker, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Of course, Maths continues tonight, 7:30 on 9. Booker, all the best. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys. You have a great day.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.